A breakthrough study from Sweden has found air pollution is linked to mental disorders in young people. For years, science has known that pollution from smokestacks and exhaust pipes can promote diseases, including heart disease and asthma. But now, by cross-referencing pollution exposure and psychiatric medication records of children and adolescents in Sweden, researchers say bad air appears to be bad for mental health. Joining us to discuss the study is lead author Anna Udin. She's a researcher at Umeå University in Sweden. Thanks for joining us, Anna.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So tell me, how did your study work? You sampled a pretty large population of people. I think it's, a 500,000 or so?
Yes, it is. We, as researchers, we're a bit lucky in the Scandinavian countries because we have this nationwide covering registries. For example, the register I used is a registry of dispensed medications, which covers everyone living in Sweden, or at least everyone registered as living in Sweden. And every time anyone dispenses a medication, it's recorded there. So we use that registry, and we combine that with the registry of where people live. And we combine that with a model of air pollution. That's a national model in order to look at air pollution and dispense medications for psychiatric disorders in children and adolescents.
So what kind of pollutants are we talking about, and how common are these?
Well, we looked at NO2, PM10 and PM2.5. And NO2 is usually seen, at least in our country, as a marker for vehicle exhaust. And PM10, which we present in the article, is particles, which can come from many different sources. So I would say that it's basically from traffic.
And what did you find here in your study?
We saw that children who lived in polluted areas were more likely to have a dispensed medications broad group of psychiatric illnesses. We saw that for an increase of 10 micrograms per cubic meter in NO2, the risk of dispensing at least one of these medications increased with 9%, if you look at the overall estimate. We looked at this in four different regions, but the overall estimate was 9%. It's comparable to what we have seen for example, cardiovascular disease, the risk increase.
So what you're saying is that this may not be causal, but there's definitely some sort of correlation, a link between levels of air pollution and the amounts of psychiatric medications that are being dispensed in those populations.
Yes, in our population, we saw that clearly. We can never know for sure that it's causal, but there was definitely an association.
And this association goes down to actually very low pollution levels, as I understand it.
Yes, we looked at both in rural areas and urban areas, and we saw the same association basically everywhere, independent of how we looked or what we adjusted for. We've done our best to rule out any other factor, but we can never be entirely sure, of course.
So specifically, what are the kinds of mental health disorders that you were looking at in relation to this pollution?
Yeah, it was medications in a broad group of medications for psychiatric disorders. And it ranges from very mild symptoms or, for example, sleeping disorders or sedative medicines to antipsychotic medications. So it's very broad, and we can't separate these from each other based on the data we have. So we can't say if it's a certain medication that drives the association or if it's all the medications. So that's what we want to do next, of course, to apply for more detailed data on the medications.
So you could perhaps show links between the air pollution exposure and depression or anxiety or autism or psychosis, that sort of thing, on a very specific basis, but not yet.
Yes, exactly.
Your research is really intriguing because typically looking at psychiatric disorders, people think about genetics, they think about what might be going on socially in the family, is there trauma? And now your research would indicate that we should also look to environmental factors.
Yes, I think that, if we see these kind of results in other studies, it could definitely probably influence how we look at mental illness, that the environment could play an important role. Maybe the awareness that it might be environmental factors could help reduce stigma, for example. I'm not sure, but hopefully.
How do you think your work changes the way we might be thinking about regulating air pollution?
I think that, I mean, when regulators and policymakers think about this, they usually take into account the health costs of air pollution and weighs it against the costs of reducing air pollutions. But these kinds of health issues are not included in those cost calculations. We know that air pollution can get into the brain and cause inflammation, and that psychiatric disorders can be caused by inflammation. So I think that there is a need for these kind of large epidemiological studies, and I think there will be more to come in the next few years.
Anna Odin is a researcher at Umeå University in Sweden. Thanks for taking the time with us today, Anna.
Thank you so much.